I believe in being active. Everyone wants to be physically fit, but most don't have the drive to do something about it. Being active and getting off the couch is the first step. No matter if you go to the gym or do a sport every day, or even just go outside and play, either way, you're up, moving, and being active. Some people like to have a scheduled fitness routine, and that's fine, but make it something you like to do, so it's not a nag to go and do it. Not only try to make your routine fun, but get a friend to work out with you. If you work out with someone, it will push you and make it even more enjoyable to have someone there. Being active doesn't mean you have to join a sport. It could just mean you attend something like Zumba classes or even just play music and dance around while cleaning your room. When I clean, I get really sidetracked and end up dancing to music instead of cleaning my room. But even ways like this helps me to stay moving. Say you just worked out for an hour, nonstop, and when you finish, you're super hungry and you enter the kitchen, and there are freshly baked chocolate chip cookies sitting on the rack cooling. They're just warm enough that the chocolate chips are still melted. What do you do? Do you eat the warm, delicious cookies, or do you make yourself a salad? Well, I hope most of you are not fantasizing about that cookie, because after workout, you should fill your body with clean, healthy foods. I know it's tempting, but put it out of your mind, and you won't crave the delicious cookie. A good way to eat clean and healthy is to not buy junk food at all, because if it's there, it's tempting to eat. I know, for me and my family, being active just means staying busy, because when boredom strikes, the TV turns on, and when the TV turns on, you're going to want to sit in front of it all day, and that's no good. My family, especially in the summer, will go outdoors a lot. We like to have pool parties, invite friends and family, and hang out all day, swimming and playing games, then after we have a huge barbecue. Other things we like to do in the summer are go hiking, fishing, biking, camping, and even fun day trips where we bring a lunch and hang out. Last summer, we went to Ohio Powell and Keystone State Park, where I got to try paddleboarding, and it was a lot of fun, and plus, it was something new. Sometimes, if I'm bored in the summer, I like to take advantage of the pool and swim some laps. And it's not a lot, but still something to do, and it's good exercise. Nowadays, everything is at the touch of a button, and nobody has to put in effort to do things like cars. Yes, it makes it easier to get places, but when my grandma was little, she walked everywhere, because they didn't have cars to go places, and they also didn't have refrigerators to store foods, so they had to walk to the store every day to get fresh food. So if someone would push aside the easy ways of doing things and put in a little elbow grease, they could be active too. So next time someone asks you to go get something for them or do something, your answer should be okay with a big smile on your face, not, "It's too far," or "I'm tired or lazy to do that," or any of the other lame excuses that you can come up with. Just remember, it's only hurting you to not want to be active and move around.